Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Naglen celebrates World MSME Day. Advisor Yantan emphasizes on vast entrepreneurial potential of MSMEs in agriculture and horticulture sector. Naglen Advisor for Social Welfare Wang Pangkonyak distributed smartphones to 20 Anganwadi workers of Jaluke ICDS project. Meghalaya Chief Minister Konrad Sangma inaugurates 5th Regional Youth Convention in Kohima. And Kohima Police nabs person involved in multiple car theft. Now, the news in detail. Naglen today celebrated World MSME Day at the Secretariat Conference Hall, Kohima. It was organized by Department of Industries and Commerce, Kohima, with Advisor for Agriculture, Government of Naglen, Martin Yantan, as the special guest. In his address, Yantan emphasized the vast entrepreneurial potential of MSMEs in agriculture and horticulture sector. He noted improvements in product quality and packaging, but stressed the need to scale up. He urged conducting local workshops, translating schemes into local languages, and setting up MSME facilitation centers at KVKs and DICs. The event highlighted several pivotal developments, including the launch of the RAMP Naglen portal and the revamped department website, designed to provide MSMEs with enhanced resources and support. The iGOT user manual for Naglen was unveiled, offering a comprehensive guide for government employees to effectively utilize the integrated government online training platform. Furthermore, a Memorandum of Understanding MOU signed between the Government of Naglen and Quality Council of India aimed at elevating quality standards and fostering excellence across various sectors, including industry and commerce within the state. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the strong micro, small and medium enterprises MSME ecosystem is essential for the sustainable economic development of the country, as it is a strong pillar of the country's economy. Addressing the International MSME Day function in New Delhi today, the President said the MSME sector is playing an important role in the progress of the country. She highlighted that the sector is contributing about 30% of the country's GDP, 36% to the manufacturing sector, and 45% to exports.
लघु और मध्यम उद्यम न केवल देश के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में महत्वपूर्ण योगदान देते हैं बल्कि वे जमीनी स्तर पर नवाचार को भी बढ़ावा देते हैं ये उद्यम रोजगार सृजन के साथ साथ सामाजिक समावेश को भी सफल प्रदान करते हैं एमएसएमई क्षेत्र भारत के सफल घरेलू उत्पाद में 30% का योगदान रहा है ये क्षेत्र कृषि के बाद देश में दूसरे सबसे बड़ा रोजगार सृजनकर्ता भी है
Naglen Advisor for Social Welfare Wang Pangkonyak distributed smartphones to 20 Anganwadi workers of Jaluke ICDS project under the Saksham Anganwadi and Poshan 2.0 scheme during a program at St. Xavier's Parish Jubilee Hall, Jaluke, in Perran District today. The initiative aims to enhance real-time monitoring and improve reporting efficiency. In his speech, Konyak called for raising awareness of welfare schemes at the grassroots and directed officials to identify and remove bogus entries from old age pension records, submitting monthly updates to the department. The 5th Regional Youth Convention 2025 commenced this evening at the Mary Help of Christians Cathedral, Kohima. The four-day convention is being organized by the Northeastern Regional Youth Commission in collaboration with the Indian Catholic Youth Movement, ICYM Northeast. Meghalaya Chief Minister Konrad K. Sangma, who is attending as the special guest, hoisted the ICYM Northeast flag and officially declared the convention open.
I am delighted to declare the 5th Regional Youth Convention organized by Northeastern Regional Youth Commission, Indian Catholic Youth Movement, and hosted by Nagaland Catholic Youth Movement officially open.
Over 2,000 delegates from the 15 dioceses across the Northeast region are participating in the event. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. In response to multiple vehicle theft reports across Kohima town, police launched a targeted operation that led to the arrest of a key suspect. In a statement issued today, Kohima police said based on CCTV footage analysis and assistance from local residents, police apprehended Bayose Jingru of Trongar Village, Tuensang District, from the Tinpati area on June 24th. Preliminary interrogation revealed that the stolen vehicles were being sold in Senapati District, Manipur. Police said that one stolen motorcycle has been recovered so far, with efforts ongoing to trace more. Police said that Jingru is currently in custody and a regular case has been registered as investigations continue. Following confirmed cases of an African swine fever, ASF, in Setsa, Zubza and Visama villages, Deputy Commissioner Kohima has declared both areas as infected zones with a 1 kilometer radius containment. A surveillance zone covering a 10 kilometer radius has also been established, excluding the infected core. To prevent further spread, DC Kohima restricted ban on pig slaughter, ban on import-export of pigs and piglets, and ban on transportation of pigs and pork with immediate effect until further notice. He said these measures aim to contain the outbreak and protect livestock. Residents are urged to comply with all directives issued by authorities. India has stressed to have a permanent solution to border demarcation with China by rejuvenating the established mechanism and called for bridging the trust deficit created between the two nations after the 2020 border standoff. New Delhi also underlined the need for maintaining peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border and solving issues through a structured roadmap of permanent engagement and de-escalation. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Jun, on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defense Ministers meeting in China. Mr. Singh acknowledged the work being undertaken by both sides to bring back a semblance of normalcy in bilateral relations. The defense minister briefed his counterpart on the recent Pahalgam terror attack and India's Operation Sindoor aimed at dismantling the terrorist networks in Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar today said India has not signed the joint document at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO defense ministers meeting in China, as one country did not want to make a reference to terrorism. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Dr. Jay Shankar said the SCO was formed with the objective of fighting terrorism.
Rajnath Ji's view rightly was that without that reference, when the main purpose of that organization is to fight terrorism and you're not allowing a reference to that, I'm not prepared to. So I think it is very understandable and sarv sahmati se SCO chalta. So ek desh ne jo hai, unhone kaha ki hum nahi manenge ki atankwad ka kahin jikar hona hai. Aur Rajnath Ji ne kaha ki agar atankwad ka koi isme jikar nahi hai, to hum log jo hai wo statement nahi manenge.
Mr. Jay Shankar said, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh clearly said that if there is no mention of terrorism in the joint document, India will not sign it. US President Donald Trump has said that a very big deal with India will be signed soon. The president said that America has signed a deal with China.
But we're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good.
While speaking at an event yesterday, Mr. Trump said they have just signed the deal with China and a big one will come with India soon. Trump asserted that deals will not be made with every other nation. However, Trump did not elaborate on the details of the deal signed with China. To end the news, the headlines again. Nagaland celebrates World MSME Day. Advisor Yantan emphasizes on vast entrepreneurial potential of MSMEs in agriculture and horticulture sector. Nagaland advisor for social welfare, Wang Pangkonyak, distributed smartphones to 20 Anganwadi workers of Jaluke ICDS project. Meghalaya Chief Minister Konrad Sangma inaugurates 5th Regional Youth Convention in Kohima. And Kohima police nabs person involved in multiple car theft. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a good night.